Well, join me in attitude of prayer and thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for so many blessings, Lord. We thank you for the weather, even though it's been hot and we need some rain. But, Father, we thank you for at least no storms, no major storms. But we pray for people around the country, Lord, that are really experiencing some wicked weather. And so we just pray for them this morning, Lord. And we pray for our country. We pray for all the things that are going on in the world. And we know that you are still in charge. So give us a little bit of peace that passes all understanding in our own personal and corporate life. And we thank you for this day being Father's Day. And we honor you, God the Father. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for all the joys and the concerns you listed aloud. We know that there are always some that are not mentioned aloud, but you have the ability through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit to know what's on everybody's heart. You know us that well, Lord, and we bring them all to you this morning. And we thank you for Jesus teaching the disciples to pray. And he said, Lord, can you teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples? And Jesus said, yeah. I want to give you a prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. This will be a model prayer as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.